Now let's lead off with that sweeping platform of policy demands just announced by the Black Lives Matter Blono group. They're calling for the Bloomington and Normal City Councils and McLean County Board to decrease overall police budgets 50% by 2023. That would free up millions of dollars, which BLM says it wants reinvested into preventative, supportive, and restorative social services. BLM Blono leadership team member Kaya Jai says a drug user would be less likely to commit theft if he or she had better access to treatment. That, in turn, would mean less need for police.
If we can shift financial resources from the police department to those who are trained and skilled and best able to respond to these specific type of societal issues, and everybody benefits. The police are freed up to do more crime investigation and prevention, and society is being better served in terms of social services. So it's a win-win for everybody.
BLM also demands that Unit 5 and District 87 sever contracts with local police and eliminate school resource officers from the schools. The group also demands that District 87 and Unit 5 require teaching a Black history class that focuses on the intersection of underrepresented, marginalized, and oppressed groups. Here's BLM leadership team member Olivia Butts.
That demand is something we heard pop up a lot in these focus groups. We talked to a lot of young people, and we heard over and over, like, we didn't learn Black history in school, and we think society would be better for it if we had.
The list of demands was shaped in part by a public meeting of BLM Blono earlier this month at Miller Park. Ajay says the political strategy they'll use to achieve their demands, that's still a work in progress.
We're definitely bringing pressure to bear on all governmental bodies because time is now for action. The time for talking and waiting, and we're done.
You can see the full list of demands at WGLT.org.